Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Wichita's number one talk.
Good morning, 6 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Steve McIntosh. Now, partly cloudy sky and 32 degrees. Businesses in Washington, D.C. are struggling to stay open as Inauguration Day draws near. Fox's Steve Harrigan reporting from the nation's capital.
In major sections of the city, all the stores, the businesses, the hotels, they are boarded up with plywood as if people are getting ready for a storm. Instead, owners are worried that their windows are going to get smashed. They're trying to keep them safe. Ordinarily, inauguration week is a real boom, especially for restaurants. They say they can make two or three times the average each night during inauguration week. But many owners are telling us that this time around, from a business point of view, this could be the worst inauguration ever. It's not just owners that are getting hit, but it's employees and suppliers as well. A lot of the places that have tried to stay open have had a real hard time with their employees simply making it to the place of business. There are so many roadblocks here and fences that keep going up and keep getting tighter the closer you get to inauguration.
25,000 troops are expected to be in Washington, D.C. for the inauguration day. Governor Kelly announced Monday that the state office buildings in the Capitol complex in Topeka, which includes Curtis, Landon, and Eisenhower, will be closed today and Wednesday. Additional administration buildings will also be closed. The safety and well-being of our employees is my top priority, Governor Laura Kelly said. These steps are taken out of an abundance of caution, and I thank all employees for their patience and understanding during this time. According to a news release from the governor's office, employees are instructed to work remotely. The State House will be open for individuals having business with the legislature, governor's or lieutenant governor's offices. All State House access will be through the Visitor Center entrance only. Federal health officials say 100,000 more people could die from COVID in the U.S. in the next month. A new, more infectious strain of the virus is playing a role. 14 states have reported the new strain. Because of this, Dr. Robert Whitler with the KU School of Medicine, Wichita, says vaccine rollout is more important than ever.
And you have the opportunity to get immunized, Those are the strongest things that'll get ahead of any possible emergence of a new variant that's more contagious, more severe, and less likely to be prevented by vaccine.
Dr. Whitler says early studies show that the vaccine is preventing the spread of the new coronavirus strain. The Boeing 737 MAX can return to Canadian airspace beginning Wednesday.
This concludes nearly 2 years of government review after the aircraft was involved in two deadly crashes that saw the planes grounded worldwide. Transport Canada said Monday the planes will be permitted to fly as long as they meet conditions specified by Transport Canada in December, including allowing pilots to disable a faulty warning system that was found to be central to the two deadly crashes in 2018 and 2019. The measures go beyond those announced by the FAA in November, which required Boeing to make changes to the computer systems inside the plane and required pilots to undergo training in flight simulators. Dave Wilson, KNSS News.
22-year-old Riley June Williams, accused of stealing Nancy Pelosi's laptop during the Capitol riots, was arrested in Pennsylvania. Fox's Shannon Bream breaks down the charges.
She wanted to sell the laptop to Russian intelligence through an intermediary of some kind. She's already facing several other charges, including disorderly conduct on Capitol grounds with the intent to disturb a session of Congress.
Williams is from Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. KNSS News Time now, 6:04, 4 minutes past 6 o'clock. Good morning, Steve and Ted in the morning here on this Tuesday morning, January 19th. 6:10 now, 10 minutes past 6 o'clock.
Traffic this morning, things looking good out there right now. As far as conditions go, it's hovering right around that freezing mark, and so kind of cold out there, but the traffic conditions are looking good. And I took a look at the gasoline prices this morning, not seeing much change out there. That average price and most prices out there still around $2.19 a gallon. Traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. I'm Jad Chambers.
Now the forecast with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. An area of low pressure well off to the southwest of us is sending some cloud cover our way. We expect to be breezy at times this afternoon, a little cooler with a high 46. Clear overnight to our low 29, and then partly sunny and breezy on Wednesday, our high 55. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
Now mostly cloudy, 32 degrees. We have a north wind at 15 miles per hour. Steve and Ted of the Morning like to share a couple of quick breaking news stories on officer-involved shootings around the country. Authorities say a California sheriff's deputy has died and another deputy was injured following a chase and a shootout that also left a suspect dead. Sacramento County Sheriff Scott Jones says a sheriff's canine dog also died in the gunfire late Monday near Cal Expo, a Sacramento event venue. Says the officer who died was a six-year veteran of the department, and the injured deputy was in stable condition. Suspect was identified as a man in his 40s. Names of those involved were not immediately available. Jones says the shooting followed an attempted traffic stop, and the driver ended up crashing. Says a canine was deployed, and the driver started shooting, prompting deputies to return fire. That's near Sacramento, or in Sacramento, California. And across the country to Toledo, Ohio, where a police officer and a suspect are dead after an hours-long armed standoff ended in gunfire. Authorities say 24-year-old Toledo police officer Brandon Stalker was shot and killed Monday when 27-year-old Christopher Harris emerged from a home with a firearm in both hands and fired shots in multiple directions. Police say multiple officers returned fire and shot Harris. Both men pronounced dead at a hospital. So a couple of nasty involved police-involved shootings in Monday, in one in Ohio and one in California. Today is Tuesday, January 19th, a partly cloudy, windy day across south-central Kansas Monday. Wichita's high temperature was 58 degrees. Pretty nice, Ted.
Nice day.
Normal high 48, so you got your Pittsburgh Pirates cap on today.
I do. No reason.
It's just what I grabbed. Just because?
Yeah.
Well, that's good.
We're a month away from spring training, if theoretically, you know. We'll see.
And when are the catchers showing up yet, or?
That's usually right after Valentine's Day.
Okay, so it's going to be a while.
They might alter the time frame this year with COVID still going on.
On this date in 1962, Wichita measured its greatest snow depth ever, 17 inches. I don't remember it. I'm sure that
it's a big one.
I was in, the seventh or eighth grade? I know that to seventh grade, maybe. I know we had a snow day. I'm sure we did. I can remember. I probably drove my mom nuts. But
it's hard to get around in 17 inches of snow.
1962. How about that? On this date in 1981, the United States and Iran signed an accord paving the way for the release of the 52 American hostages held hostage for more than 14 months. That was such a mess. I think after the Iranians took all those people hostage, they didn't know what to do with them. And they got themselves stuck in an international stalemate there with the U.S. But finally, we got them out of there finally. The U.S. Capitol.
And, of course, it came on the heels of Reagan.
Reagan's
inauguration.
Yeah,
they weren't going to mess around with Reagan.
Nope. I thought, this is a good time to just get out of this thing. U.S. Capitol complex temporarily locked down yesterday during a rehearsal for President-elect Joe Biden's inauguration after a fire in a homeless encampment about a mile away sent smoke into the air and caused security concerns in an already jittery city. False alarm briefly interrupted the rehearsal for tomorrow's inauguration ceremony, an exercise in which stand-ins take the roles of Biden and other VIPs. U.S. Marine Corps band goes through its paces, including practicing the Star Spangled Banner. For Lady Gaga, she going to do that? Rehearsal resumed not long afterward, accompanied by frequent passes by a helicopter patrolling the skies over the Capitol. Bowl. It is an armed camp, I'll tell you. Looks like in D.C. And I thought last night, are they not going to have a parade this year? I have a feeling there's not going to be an inaugural parade.
No, sir.
Kind of been an American tradition for a long, long time. We have the Emporia Police Department looking for a two-year-old mixed-race boy His name is Kairis Cabrera Downs, and he is missing along with his grandmother, last seen with his grandmother, Jessica S. Downs, and possibly a man named Nathan Schoen. We have a news story on our webpage, and it includes pictures of these people. And, Emporia Police Department looking for this missing boy, possibly with his grandmother. All right, 6:15, Steve and Ted. Today is January 19th. You know what that means, don't you, Ted?
That means?
It means?
I don't know.
You don't know? Okay. It was on this date in 1998.
Oh, I know this.
That we started doing the. I started on the air here at KNSS.
Yeah, you started doing the morning show.
The morning show with you and Mike Kennedy and Dave Wilson. Just the four of us, right?
Do you count that as show number one?
I think so.
Did you start numbering it?
I don't know if I did or not, but okay. Pretty close. Yeah, I'm pretty close because I decided, well, let's just keep track of this. We are at.
Now, where are we at?
This is an estimate. 5,831.
Oh, my.
Shows later. 5,831. Your goal is sometime to hit, what, 6,000?
Well.
And we're in striking distance now.
We get to it this year at some point.
Could get to it this year. Very possible.
Let's hope.
All right. Did you get out at all over the weekend, Ted?
I don't remember. That was so long ago. I don't remember.
Oh, yeah. That was a day, 2 days ago for you.
I don't think I did get out much because the Shockers didn't have any action, so I wasn't at Coke Arena.
Gordon Coke, but so no reason.
I think I was
kind of hunkered down.
Well, my sister-in-law did come to town, so I did get out and see her for a little bit.
Well, that's good.
But other than that, I don't think I ventured out much.
And she came to town from what?
Dallas.
Dallas.
Yeah.
All right. Okay, so we got out a little bit. I was out yesterday. I'm running a couple of honeydews, and everywhere I went, people were wearing masks, ever taking it seriously. So I thought that was a good sign. And so far, looking at my home, my family, everybody's well. You're still
good,
well,
good.
Right? Everything's okay. I think we're set to go here on a Tuesday morning. This is Monday for me. I got to take Monday off. And a lot of folks right now going back to work after a three-day weekend.
So, like you.
Here we
go. You got a haircut, didn't you?
I got a haircut, but I actually got it Thursday.
Okay.
But you've got one, too. I saw that. Yeah, we did Friday.
Okay.
You've got one, too.
I missed it on Friday.
Right?
Yeah, last week as well. I think I got mine on Thursday as well.
Man, we're a couple of...
You talked about COVID. My sister and I were talking. More people in my family have had it now than have not had it.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. This would be like nephews and nieces?
Yeah, I'm counting nephews and nieces as well. But right. My mom and my sister and one of my brothers so far
have escaped.
Have been all right. Yeah. So let's keep hoping day by day until we get the vaccine going.
Well, and I saw somebody on one of the networks last night say, hey, at this rate, if we're vaccinating Americans at this rate, we'll have them all done in about 6 years. It's not going very rapidly, I'm afraid. All right, Ted, coming up on 6:19, Steve and Ted here on KNSS. Time for Lead-Off Sports with Ted Woodward. I understand we had some basketball last night. I'm way behind on this. Did KU play last night?
Yes, they did.
And
of course, we've got our eyes on the Kansas City Chiefs
and the health
of quarterback Patrick Mahomes. His head hit the turf on Sunday, and he had to leave the game and could not finish the game because of COVID protocols. And of course, everybody in Kansas City is trying to see if Pat Mahomes will be healthy enough to play on Sunday in the conference title game against the Bills.
Kansas City Chiefs fans received a major scare during Sunday's win over the Cleveland Browns as quarterback Patrick Mahomes exited the game and was placed in the concussion protocol. On Monday, head coach Andy Reid confirmed that the Super Bowl 54 MVP remains under evaluation.
Go forward and make sure you have an answer if he's there, and an answer if he's not there. I can't tell you from a medical standpoint where he's at.
Mahomes could potentially be cleared in time to play Sunday's AFC Championship against the Buffalo Bills. If not, Chad Henne will be the likely starter at QB for Kansas City. He entered at quarterback Sunday to clinch the divisional round win for the Chiefs over the Browns. Matt Napolitano, Fox News.
Sorry, I misspoke there. I said COVID protocol. I meant to say concussion protocol.
Yeah.
We'll be keeping an eye on Patrick Mahomes and his health throughout the week, and they will discuss it, I'm sure, tonight on the weekly edition of the Chiefs Kingdom Show.
Oh, yeah.
Should be a lot to talk about. Of course, hosted by the play-by-play voice of the Chiefs, Mitch Holtis. Chiefs Kingdom Show, that's at 7 o'clock tonight. You can listen to that live on 97.5 and 1240 KFH. And, of course, the Chiefs and the Bills meet on Sunday at 5:40 p.m. to see who goes to the Super Bowl. You can hear that game here on KNSS. So let's see. You mentioned college basketball. We had action last night. Ninth-ranked Kansas visiting number-two-ranked undefeated Baylor. And the rankings held out. KU could not keep up with the Bears last night, a game you heard on KFH.
That's what's crazy. If you look at this box score, Kansas is going to lose by double digits, but they forced 19 turnovers on the road.
Amazing. And yet the 30 points by Jared Butler, the biggest reason why the Bears win this one wire to wire. Jayhawks at one point had a 9-0 run. At one point had their team back within five, but ultimately, start to finish, Butler was the best player on the floor, and his team's going to win this one and go to 13-0 on the season.
Jayhawks got out-rebounded for the third time this year. They've lost all three of those games. Those are three of their four losses. Baylor wins at 77-69. KU drops to 10-4 on the season. Baylor, like they said, undefeated now at 13-0. Jayhawks are tied for third place now in the conference standings. And they'll talk about that tonight on the weekly edition of KU Basketball Hawk Talk with head coach Bill Self, who might not be in such a great mood. As
probably not.
KU's coming off back-to-back road losses.
Are there some rebounding drills we can do, guys?
Yeah. 6 o'clock tonight, Hawk Talk, and that is on KFH. Next up for the Jayhawks, another road game at Oklahoma on Saturday morning. The new college men's polls coming out yesterday. Undefeated Gonzaga, number one. Undefeated Baylor at number two. No surprises there. Kansas dropped a couple spots down to ninth in both the coaches' polls and the Associated Press poll this week. The Kansas State men play tonight at Oklahoma. 5:30 p.m. tip. That'll be televised on Fox Sports Kansas City. The oddsmakers don't care so much for the Wildcats. K-State is a 14-point underdog going to Oklahoma tonight.
Wow.
In the NBA yesterday, the Brooklyn Nets win at home. They beat the Milwaukee Bucks 125-123. Coming off the bench for the Nets, former Wichita State Shocker Landry Shamet, 2-for-2 at the line, made a three-pointer for his 5 points, played for 11 minutes, as the Nets are now on a four-game winning streak, playing very well. That's sports with Steve and Ted.
6:22 now. Keep it here for Dr. Sanjay Gupta. What can your checkbook tell you about your brain health? That's coming up. Right. It's Steve and Ted in the morning on KNSS.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly.